Well, good morning. 7:38, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Yeah, Ace.
Hey, real quick, I just read this. This is interesting. And, dude, I would sign this, too. High school teen wants Super Bowl to be on Saturday, nears 100,000 signatures.
That would be way better.
Dude.
Why is it
come
not?
Come on.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's all just have a great time, get drunk and hungover for a terrible Monday.
I bet you a viewership would be up, too.
100%.
Yeah. There's a 100%. Lot of, there's a lot of people who are like, well, look, man, I just can't, I don't got time. I can't do it Saturday. Absolutely. There's a lot of things. But once again, all these old white-haired guys that are in power don't know how to change things because God forbid.
Be on Sunday.
No. It's always bad. Yeah.
Isn't it kind of late, too? It's like 7:30, 8 o'clock?
It's ridiculous. Everything's late for us here on the East Coast. We always get screwed with that. So, West Coast ain't too bad. They got it. It's like 3 in the afternoon. It's perfect. Perfect.
If you like basketball, good luck if you're over here.
Yeah.
Tip off, 10:30. Sweet.
Wonderful. Oh, it's a midnight game. Perfect. This is exactly what I wanted to watch. Midnight. Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Weekly medical and dental insurance for single employees, only $7. Couples, $16.50. Families, $23.50. Starting on your 31st day, open to better pay, benefits, and bonuses. Start that career, special-lite.com. Your topic for today, what food will never get tired, you never get tired of, no matter how many times you eat it, all right? You could eat it every single day. You don't care. You're never, ever, ever going to get tired of it.
Sushi. I just can't get enough of it, man.
Yeah,
I just
sushi.
Love it so much.
Hunter's being
laying the sarcasm
right
on thick there, man.
I'll never get tired of sushi. I love sushi. That's actually, that could be one of my answers. I love sushi. So, yeah, so we'll say that. So,
do you have one?
A food that I will never get tired of, no matter how many times I eat it. I don't know if this is like fair to say, but tacos.
Like, that's a good answer.
I will never, and it could honestly, Hunter, just be your basic beef and cheese taco. Like, you know the kind you used to make when you were a kid when, like, you didn't like any of the other toppings? You were just, all right, give me beef, give me cheese, and a tortilla. You really just like the cheese and the tortilla, but you threw some beef on there. Like, even a basic one, but you give me a basic soft taco, I could eat one every single day and
tacos is such a good answer. And this is how you can find a good answer in this situation is when you wake up in the morning, I can go eat a taco.
Yeah.
Yep. Most other great foods, like mine, my answer was going to be a steak. Like,
at
any given time, I could probably just have a steak, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, like, not particularly in the morning. Like, maybe steak and eggs, but I'm not thinking steak and eggs.
But, boy, that's a hearty breakfast. Like, whenever I see someone eating steak and eggs, I'm like, I hope you're going to, like, chop wood for the entire day. Because that is a hearty breakfast. Are you Paul Bunyan?
But like, tacos always sound good.
Right, right.
It could be midnight. Could be 6 in the morning. It could be brunch.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, tacos. I will never, ever get tired of tacos. Even if someone were to say, look, from here on out, only the world of food will be tacos. That's what anyone can eat. Like, all right, that's fine. I'm okay with that. Tacos. Let's do it.
I was just, like, trying to think of something that, like, I always have an appetite for, you know, like I can always, maybe, like, a bowl of cereal, like, of a certain type of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
I probably eat a bowl of cereal at any given time.
That's not a bad
answer. Be mad about it.
Now, okay, well, let's put the screws to you a little bit. It can only be one, let's just say one style, one brand, one flavor of cereal. Is there one that you'll never get sick of?
Damn.
Like, for me, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I will never get sick of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It really is good, but I can't eat that for the rest of my life. I don't know. It's tough. Frosted Flakes, dude. It's kind of basic, but it's so good.
It's you're never going to be disappointed with Frosted
Flakes.
Exactly. So I get what you're saying there. But Cinnamon
Toast.
You got
to eat it quick, though, before it gets soggy.
If you're going to sit there and tell me that Frosted Flakes are better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I'm going to end this morning show and be done with it because it's ridiculous.
Take your Frosted Flakes.
Good God. Unbelievable. I will shove them right up. So we got tacos and cereal. I think that's a good start for this. We got a lot of great answers. Let's take a quick break. I'm stoned. So are you. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What food will you never get tired of, no matter how many times you eat it?
Potatoes.
I like potatoes.
I love potatoes.
All right, we're going to be back with more. Stick around. All righty, good morning. 7:51, Brock Hunter.
Yes.
Yes. Let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township.
Hard-hitting topic.
What food will you never get tired of no matter how many times you eat it? All right? You can have it every single day. It doesn't matter. You love it.
You know, I'm going to give this one to you today. I think tacos the best answer so far.
I honestly would think so. I mean, there's other good stuff that I'll never get sick of, but, like, it's just gun to my head, pick one. It's going to be tacos. It's going to be tacos. Pizza, I'm right there with you. Laura said pizza. A lot of people said pizza.
Pizza's fantastic.
Let's see. Blake said mac and cheese, tacos, and cheesecake. Honestly, the only one
I... cheesecake. It's always good.
No, there's certain times where it's just, it's thick. It's almost too much. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's not good.
You've turned down cheesecake before? You've turned down cheesecake.
Well, but here's the thing, though. I'm not saying I'd turn it down, but I also think I could get sick of it. You know what I mean? Like, if it was like... Like, I could have too much cheesecake. You know what I'm saying?
The whole pie. Couldn't do that.
Yeah. Like, I could... There could be a point where, like, after, like, my eighth piece of cheesecake, I'm like, eh, no.
How do you feel after that?
Yeah.
Man?
Like, wow. You're dead. That's... If you eat eight pieces of cheesecake, you're dead. Rebecca said ice cream.
I love ice cream, too.
Yeah, I'd probably never get sick of ice cream.
I had a small cone last night. You got to be careful. Can't have too much ice cream. But, dude, it is so good.
I love that you, no matter what, you still have dairy every single day when you know you shouldn't. Like, stop it.
I know I shouldn't do, but come on, man. Come on.
It's so damn good. Why can't I have it?
It really is, though. What's your favorite ice cream?
Blue Moon ice cream is my favorite.
Blue Moon.
Yep. Tastes like Fruity Pebbles. It's awesome.
Makes your mouth blue. Hey, you do like Blue Moon. You're like a kid with a blue mouth all the time.
Looks like I went down on a Smurf.
Good Lord.
Let's see. Unless it's sherbet ice cream, then get the F out of here. I don't want to do it. Josh said Arby's curly fries. Never get sick of Arby's curly fries.
Said Josh?
Yeah, Josh said that. Yep.
Dude, I was going to say potatoes. Potatoes are great, especially curly fries.
Yeah, curly fries are, I don't think I'd ever get sick of curly
fries.
Already
seasoned.
And it's a different seasoning. Why are curly fries that type of seasoning, but regular fries are, right? Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Can you have curly fries that aren't seasoned that way? Does that count as a curly fry still? Or is that
No? I've never seen one.
It's weird.
An unseasoned curly. You know what? The other night, the wife. You get different style. You can get your sweet potato fries, your regular skinny fries, or, you know, your curly fries. She chose regular. I looked at her and
when are you going to wise up and divorce that broad? All right, for God's sake.
You know, are you serious? Even the waiter was like, hey, sure.
Ma'am, I honestly just put those out there just to make it seem like we got options. No one's ever chosen regular fries.
You know we got curly fries.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. That's it. Leave her. She's not worth it.
I did. Got up and left.
You know, you think about what you've done here tonight. You're sleeping on the couch. Nicole said Pop-Tarts. It's literally my daily breakfast for about 30 years now.
Greatest for you, but damn, they are good.
I know, dude. That's what I love, too, is Pop-Tarts. The serving size is one Pop-Tart. They put them in things of two because they know you're not just going to eat one Pop-Tart, serving size.
It's the serving size is one?
Yeah. Next time you look at a Pop-Tarts container, serving size is one Pop-Tart.
Nobody just eats one Pop-Tart.
I know.
That's why they come in two packs.
If you leave it, though, it gets all stale and hard. So, yeah. One Pop-Tart is a serving size.
Brown sugar cinnamon.
Best one. Absolutely.
It is.
Of course, the only reason I'd say this is off my list now is because Pop-Tarts have really gone down in quality.
You're skimping.
They're not the same as they were. Not the same as they were. So that's the only reason I may say no. Let's see. Whitley said crab legs. Apparently, he likes to eat the things the same size as his legs right there. Got you good, Whitley.
Yeah. Have you ever had too many crab legs? I have.
Well, see, here's the problem is after, like, it's such a work. It's so much work eating crab legs. Work. You know what I mean?
Dude, it's such a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a, I don't know. I had an all-you-can-eat crab leg dinner one time, dude, and I got through some crab legs. Dude, yeah, I felt terrible.
I think I could. Well, that's because all the butter you had.
Exactly.
So,
but who's not eating with butter?
Yeah, or even cocktail sauce. Like, you can have too much of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think crab legs is a good answer. Dumb answer, Whitley. Way to go.
Way to go, Whitley.
Mike said cheeseburger with Sweet Baby Ray sauce on it. Yeah, cheeseburger's another good answer. I don't think
like
I'd ever
cowboy
get
cowboy burger.
Yeah. I don't think I could ever get sick of cheeseburgers. Like I don't think I'd get tired of
there
it.
There are times though, dude, where I'm just like, ugh.
Man.
I don't know if my body can handle another
cheeseburger. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, cholesterol's through the roof, but it's good though. Let's see. Debbie said pizza. Pizza was a real popular answer. Roger said biscuits and gravy.
Oh.
See, I can get tired of biscuits
and
gravy. I can get tired of biscuits and gravy. I can't.
What?
How? So, like, who wants to do anything after eating biscuits and gravy?
You're not doing nothing, dude. Your whole Sunday's gone because that's the only time.
Every time we go down to Missouri to see Kiki's family, her stepdad makes biscuits and gravy. And don't get me wrong, they're delicious, but I'm like, all right, well, I'm going back to bed. Like, you eat them and you're done. So, yeah, I can. Yeah.
There's a reason a common name for it is the Hungry Mountain.
Yeah.
Because, dude, it is a mountain of food, of deliciousness. And
it's too much. I can get sick of them, for sure. For sure.
So good.
Let's see. Wendy said peanut butter or pizza. It's a tie.
Peanut butter.
Let's see. Scott said
peanut butter.
Gross. That shouldn't even be a food. It's got butter in the you put crunchy and butter together. It doesn't make sense.
It's good.
Oh, here, enjoy this crunchy drink. Like, no, what are you talking about? Get out of here.
Well,
unbelievable. Scott said French toast.
I haven't had French toast in a while.
I made French toast not terribly long ago for breakfast. It's good. It's good, but yeah.
I think I'd rather have a pancake.
I'm torn.
Or a waffle. I think waffle takes the fries.
Waffle's
in that
pretty
category.
Good too. Waffle's pretty good too. But you can also screw up a waffle. Like I don't know how they get like those big fluffy waffles. You know, yeah. I've never made like a big fluffy waffle. They're always
got
like
some special waffle maker.
Yeah. Something like that. Let's end with John. John said hot dogs. All right, look.
Kobayashi.
I enjoy a good hot dog from time to time, but you can definitely get tired of hot dogs. Like there's points where you're like, oh, it's just only hot dogs, you know?
You start sweating after your fifth hot dog. Why is it like there's like a time where like I love hot dogs, and it's always like when you're outdoor at like a picnic or like like at a fair or something. Like I eat 10 hot dogs right now.
Yeah.
But any other time.
Well, I think it's because it is a
like a football game. Yeah. Give me like 5 of them.
Because if you're making hot dogs at home when you literally have like a stove.
It's not the same.
It's not. And it's kind of depressing if you're just cooking up hot dogs at home. You know, anything that only takes 10 seconds to microwave should not be consumed on a regular basis.
Is this really what we're eating for dinner?
Yeah. Lips and booty holes in a intestine casing. Okay, that sounds good.
Did we just lose a bunch of money recently?
I mean, seriously, folks, next time you think about it, it takes 10 seconds to cook in the microwave and you're going to eat it. All right? That's not right. Oh, no, it's kosher, though. It's one of those kosher hot dogs. You're fine.
But go to the fair.
Oh, dude.
I'll eat them all, man.
Deep throat, 6-7 hot dogs. I mean, you're fine. You're fine.
Chew them.
It's right there. At the same time. All right, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. It's Brock and Hunter.